I'm going to ask you to read. Let's read God's word this morning and kind of share together a little bit of the reading. People say, I don't know where to read or what to read. Well, we help you here. We'll just read a little bit of the word. Responsive reading from Psalm 28. David wrote this psalm for us. David thirsted for God, and he thirsted for God. Why? Because he knew God. Remember when you read the Psalms that David is writing these because he experienced what he's writing. Amen. He knows God in a way that we need to know God. He believed God and he trusted God. And when he wrote these were for us, but these were from his heart. Amen. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And he said, to you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hallelujah. He said, do not take me away from the wicked. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil in their hearts. Hallelujah. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Hallelujah. Blessed be. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I helped. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Hallelujah. Psalm 28. When you read those psalms, you understand where David was coming from. He trusted God. He knew God. Amen. He loved God. Amen. Are you ready to love God like that today? Are you ready to leave here on fire for the Lord? Are you ready to leave here that the folks aren't here when they come back, when Gary and Marcia come back from New Hampshire next week, they're going to come in and sit down and look around and say, what happened to these people? And why wasn't I here? Can we do that today? I believe we can do that if we start today. Hallelujah. I do. I love the Lord. How many know that there's more? God's got more for you. Wherever you are today, God has a plan for you. Amen. Wherever you are today, God has more. Whatever you've gone through, he's already been there with you. Amen. He knows who you are. He knows how you've been. He knows your strength. And he will be there in your weakness. Amen. How many know that he will carry you through your weakness? And one thing I like about the Bible says, Sergio, in the testimony to God, he says, when you are weakest, he is strongest. You know what that means? That means when you get out of the way, when you give up, when you say, I have nothing left, Lord, then God said, good, now I can do my works for you because your doubt is gone. You have no doubt because nothing's left. You have no worry because nothing is left. Amen, Gary? There's nothing left. So what is there? And then God says, good, now I can get in there and do my works with you because now I'm strongest because your doubt, your fear, and your anxieties are not getting in my way. Amen? And he will lift you up. And let me tell you about victories. Let me tell you how important victories are. If you got things going on in your life and you know they're not from God, if you got something in your life that's keeping you in bondage, something you know is not right for your body, not healthy for you, not healthy for your mind, he just know that he has an answer. Amen. He can remove that. And just know that each victory, thank you, Lord, for that, each victory, Dominic, right? Each day is a victory. Do you look back and say, I like what I do now. I like what I'm feeling today. I like this new me. I like the strength I'm having. I like that I'm letting go of the things that are going to cause me pain and steal my joy from me. Each victory, every day, look at every day. Mark it on the calendar. I had a victory that day. And you go back, and when you get attacked, and how many know you get attacked? How many know you get... I did one of my favorite scriptures. Oh my God. How many know you get attacked? How many know that willpower is not enough? Are you with me? Hallelujah. For therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The things that you're doing, the things that keep you in bondage, you put them to death and you will win. For as many as led by the Spirit, they are sons of God. Hallelujah. They do not receive the spirit of bondage again. To fear. To do what? God didn't give you any fear, but to receive the Holy Spirit, you're adopted. We cry out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. has done what good has become death to me. I love this. This is great. How many know you get attacked? Paul is saying, certainly not. He said, it might be appeared sin produced death for me, but it's good since you're committing right. For we know that the law is spiritual. Amen. But Paul has said, I'm carnal. Paul has said, I'm flesh. I'm under sin. And listen to what you think. You have a bad day once in a while, and you think you've fallen short of God, and God's mad at you. Listen to what I love. This little scripture reveals Paul in a way that I think makes him so human. He said, for what I am doing, anybody falls back for a day or whatever. He said, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, Paul said, nothing good dwells. Amen. For to will is present with me. I really want to do this. I really want, Bill, I really want to do it. It's present in me. Hallelujah. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I find then the law that evil is present with me, and the one who wills to do good. And Paul says, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. How many want to do right by God? Amen. Say amen with me. Hallelujah. But I see another law in my members, my brain, my worry, my doubt, my flesh, warring against the laws of my mind. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm worrying anyway. And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Then he says, I will thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. But with each victory, it makes us stronger. It frees us from temptations. Amen. Paul is telling us, Marty, that he has days where he just knows what's right to do and he can't do it. And he's telling us. Why is he telling us? So that we understand that when you become a Christian, Lisa, you're not perfect. All of a sudden, all the good things in life, I'm a Christian now. What's this coming against me? I'm tempted to do this. I'm tempted. See, I love that scripture. That's, by the way, that's in Romans. That's 7 and 13. And you can read that yourself later and just smile at Paul's dilemma, which becomes our dilemma. Amen. So let's just pray for the testimony this morning that we understand that we fall short. We understand that we're tempted. We understand that we have these things in us that we've done all our life that come back to haunt us. Paul, I can't imagine where Paul was before he became a Christian, how he hated Christians, how he wanted to murder Christians. Anybody who said the name Jesus, he wanted to murder. I can't imagine how sometimes he would be alone and those thoughts would come back, amen? And you know those thoughts would come back. Why? Because he was human, amen? So you got things against you. Things you might have done a couple of years ago or last month that are coming back to, and you're saying, oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want more of God. You see, that's because you know God now, amen? Because before you knew God, all the things that you did didn't matter because you didn't know they were wrong, amen? But now you know, see? Now you know God, and you know that if you follow God one day at a time, that things will get better, and things in your life will be better than you thought possible while you were doing the things that were hurting you, amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we know that if we follow you and we have a victory today on Sunday, we're going to mark it down. And we have a victory tomorrow, which is Monday, and we say, I did it. I did something I didn't think I could do. I let go of something I didn't think I could let go of. And it lasted a day. That's a victory. I want to see the victory. And people will praise you. Hey, that was great. You took care of something for yourself so God could help you. You draw closer to God and he can help you. You're giving it to God. You're letting go. Whatever it is that keeps you in bondage, I don't have to tell you what it is. You know why? You know what it is. Amen. You know the things that you're doing that are contrary to God. You know the things that you're doing that will steal your joy. It will. Say that with me. It will. There's no doubt about it. When you walk with the devil, sooner or later, it will destroy your joy. Amen. And it may destroy your joy when you don't have a chance to get it back. You don't want that. Amen. Nobody here wants that. We want the joy from the Lord. So Lord, help us today to see. Help us today to see that each victory isn't small, it's huge. And with each victory, with each day that we get through, that is a success with you. That we start walking with you, and then we start standing straighter, and we start believing more, and then we start wanting to taste that water. We want that water. We want that water in our body. We want that faith in our body. And as the Bible says, and as Paul says, thirst. You begin to thirst for God. Thirst is a deep desire. Amen, Jim? Thirst, I feel I'm thirsty. But when you're really thirsty, that's the only thing that controls you. You're thirsty. And when you start to thirst for God because of the good things He's doing for you, you will never stop. You will never stop. And when you see that things start coming to you, even though the world says it's impossible, you will say, "Get out of my way, world. My God is with me." That's the testimony of God. See, Paul told us that. Just because you fall back one day, just because you don't feel like a Christian one day, just because you say things you know you weren't supposed to say and they came out of your lips, you say, "You know what? I will not to say those things. I don't want to tell that joke." All of a sudden you tell a joke. We were with somebody this last past week and he told a joke. And I know that as he was telling the joke, he didn't want to tell the joke. I'm serious. My wife was there. We were at, and I know that I smiled. And he told a joke. And I could tell after he told a joke that he was sorry he told a joke. And he's not even in our church yet. Last word, yet. I'm believing he will be. Amen. I believe he will. See? But does that mean he's not a Christian? Of course not. That means he fell back to something that he used to do, a funny thing, and it made him laugh, and he wanted to share that. And he realized after it wasn't worth the effort, amen? To say something different would have been worth the effort. And I smiled. I did. I smiled. You sat right next to me. Neither one of us said. Because he stopped twice. Gary, he stopped twice. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm thinking, you're thinking whether you should tell us one or not, aren't you? And it was about the Pope, too. No, you're not. You will never know. We fall short. God says, "Okay, stand up." We always say, if you fall down 7 times a day, Dale, God's going to pick you up 7 times. If you fall down 70 times a day. But when you throw yourself down, God's going to leave you there. What are you doing? I want to see this church on fire for God. You know why? Because I want to see God working. I don't want me lifted up. I'm just your pastor. You know, I look at the guys, and they have 10,000 people on a Sunday. Amen? I see it. You all watch TV, you see that? And I say, "Oh, that must be awesome." Then I'm wondering, how many of that flock know the pastor? How many of that flock know the shepherd? Amen? I think it's awesome. I think I'm great. I think God's word being spread like that. But when they leave there, I wonder how many felt touched. How many felt like there's something in their lives that they had a connection to the body, amen? Because this is the church. This is your family. If we had 10,000 people, you'd still only have this group of people, right, David? You have 100 members in your club. How many show up for a work party? 7? But they have 100 members and they got to see. You see what I'm saying? They're all members of the club. See, but this family, I want to know Dominic so successful and that he can't contain it. He has to come back up and say, because other people might say, "Boy, I wish God would do something for me." And they look and say, "Hey, he did it for him. It's my brother and right here. I know God will do something for me." Amen. And Gary, I know what he's going for school. But the same thing I went to school for years ago. And I know he could succeed. I know he can, Sergio. He needs to know that with God. With God. God will bring things to your life that you didn't think possible. Amen? That's the testimony. That's the testimony today. And I want to hear amens today. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Would you say, praise the Lord. What's the song? Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise, church. Thank you. Marty, I always say, we ask for praise a lot for one reason. The Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people, Marty. That's why I want to hear praise. I want to know that God is sitting right here. I want to know the angels are camped around our church, our home. Amen. That's why we do that. Hallelujah. I'm going to do my best to reach even Dave today. Dave, even to you and to Chuck and to Marilyn, I want to give you every bit of fire to see and understand. I want you to, I pick them up because they're the reason we're here today. Chuck, Marilyn, and Dave, and Deacon Bill. God, I'm leaving somebody out. They were here when there was only six of us. Amen? And here we are. So you thank them for us having this chance. I'm going to try to touch them today too. God sent Moses, when he freed the Israelites, he sent Moses where? To the wilderness. Amen? To a place he didn't know. Amen? To a place he couldn't have any idea what he was facing. Amen? He faced it. That's where he sent him. Amen? Hallelujah. God sent Abraham. Amen? Where did he send Abraham?
Wilderness.
To the wilderness. Where? To where he would know nobody. Where there's nothing that could help him. To the wilderness. Amen? You even read about Paul. After Paul met Jesus at Damascus, he sent him where? To the wilderness, where he knew how many people? Nobody. He sent them to the wilderness. To the wilderness. He didn't send Paul to, okay, Paul, now you know me. I'm going to send you to a church with 10,000 people. Did he? No. He didn't send, oh, Abraham, I'm going to save you. Now I'm going to send you off and you can, all these people that are going to support you. He didn't. Where did he send them? To the wilderness. Sometimes I have heard it say, I said it, this valley we live in is so hard to reach people. Amen. How many have ever heard me say that? Anybody ever said that? Dave, I know we've said that. This valley is so hard to reach people. It's like a spiritual wilderness. And when I got that this week, my wife said, you're awful quiet upstairs. I started writing like, man, I felt like Shakespeare. All the words are flying out. That's why I'm excited today. Then I remembered, it is where God sent us. Sent who? This is where God wants us to build a home for those who are lost, hungry, and searching. Amen? God sent us to a wilderness. He didn't send all of us to a church with 1,000 people, and we can go there and yay, ha, ha, and leave and not have the word. Amen? He sent you. Kim, he sent you to a wilderness today. Amen? God has planned this. Say that with me. God has planned this, Greg. He planned it. And God is watching all of us. If you just look up and imagine that God is watching you right now and you're right where he wants you to be, don't you think you should start saying amen?
Amen.
And should be excited? He sent us to this wilderness to do the same job he sent Moses and Abraham out to do. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, it's good. So then, you have to agree, this is our time, amen? Say what, whose time? And this is the right time and the right place. There is no time for complacency, not anymore, for waiting till tomorrow. I believe the more we move, the more God will move with us. Can I get somebody to agree? I believe God. Now, last week, we talked about the world. We talked about the world, and I just prayed about everything I said so I wouldn't be apolitical. I just want to talk about the world. And I said, billions of dollars being raised and spent for what? For what? Billions of dollars are being raised and spent for what? Where is the gain? I ask you to tell me, where is the gain for the billions of dollars? How can that be? How can we raise billions of dollars in like 6 months and nobody gains? Billions of dollars spent to gain one thing. What is it spent to gain, Miss Pat? Power. That's all it's spent for. Billions of dollars to spend power. Promises made. Anybody hear anybody on TV making promises the last 6 months? No, don't. Let me just say, let's all agree that they mean every single promise they promise. They mean it in their heart that they want to give us this, give us that. They want. Let's just believe that, amen? So that way everybody's out. We're all out together, amen? They can't do it. Even if they had it in their hearts to make these, they can't give you security, amen? Amen? They can't give you peace. They can't give you, Jim, comfort. All the promises they made will not give you comfort.
Amen. They can't give you joy. They can't give you health. Amen. They can't. They can make all the laws, but it doesn't give you health. Are you with me? Any of our needs. And listen to this. No matter who wins in November, the next day, Greg, you're going to wake up in the same place you were the day before. Amen? With the same words, that nothing in your life has changed. You're going to wake up the same as the day before. No matter if your favorite person wins, you're going to be happy for about 10 minutes. And then you got to realize, I got to pay the electric bill. I got to go to work next week. The dog's got to be taken out. I got to do the laundry. So all those promises and the billions of dollars that could have been used for so many wonderful things are gone. Amen? So you're left with who? You and who else? Let me tell you, not with God. Not with God. In your life, in your spirit, in your heart, things are different with God. Amen? With the world promises, all those things. And let's just all believe, no matter how you feel, that every word they say they mean, they can't do it. But God can. Amen? God can do it in whose life? Your life, George Marks. He can do it in your life. He doesn't care about those people. He cares about you. He cares about those who call on Him. Are you with me? Hallelujah. God leads you to stand up, to know you're not alone, to bring you a new family, new friends. Amen? God opens doors you thought impossible. Can I get an amen? God gives you hope. God gives you a dream. He says, show me your determination. I will raise you up. Amen? God said that. He said it, and He can follow through with that, Chuck. He can do it. Amen? Marty, you got dreams with your music. God says, do it. I will raise you up. Hallelujah. God's laws, these laws were never made to restrict our lives. They were made to protect us, keep us from ourselves, actually. Amen. Keep us from the things that will attack us. Hallelujah. Actions and attitudes that would harm us. God gave us these because if we follow these, we'd be right. If we do any of these different, it would attack us. It would harm us. Amen. How many religions in the world? I don't have a clue, but I can tell you one thing. The God of this book, this Bible says, I love you and you follow me and I will give to you. Amen. So I want to follow this God. I don't need to search for somebody else's God. Amen. If there's another God in the world that's doing great things, hallelujah, thank you. But I found my God. I found my well. I thirst for this water. I want you to thirst for the water. He raises us up. Good success, the book says. Prosperity. How many want to be prosperity? How many hope in ourselves that we, and listen, and then we raise our children with God. We raise our children at home. We say prayers with them when they go to bed at night. Amen. When we sit at the dinner table, we say a prayer. And they say, why are you saying that? Because we're giving thanks to God. When you get in the car, you say, Lord, be with me. The kids will say, why are you saying that? Because we're thanking God. We teach our children. We teach our grandchildren. Amen. And then guess what? They teach their children. Amen. And then you teach your friends. And guess what, Karen? They start teaching their friends. And next thing you know, hallelujah. We build up the nation. Not the nation building us up. We build up the nation with who? With God. And when you do things according to God's ways, everybody prospers. Everybody's blessed. Amen? That's the way God just doesn't do it for you, Chuck, to be happy. He blesses you so you can bless others. With your words, with your leading, whatever things that you're saying, Miss Elaine, you lead your children to God. That's the blessing. And it's good for everybody. Nothing God promises you will harm you. Amen? You're never alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must trust God. I tell you, you must rise up, Gary. You got to rise up. I said it before because I know I had it in my notes. Draw closer to me and I will draw closer to you. That's a promise from who? You take the first step. God called you here, Annie. He called you to be here today. If you're where God wants you to be, then you need to say, boy, I'm in the right place. God has called me right to this point. I got a chance for greatness. I got a chance to do something. I got a dreams in my heart. And God brought me here, so He's not going to just leave me here when I leave. Amen? God is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, you got to take the first step. You got to rise up. Make those calls. If there's something holding you back, you were going to call people and you didn't make those calls, take that test. If you're going to take a test, take that test. Reach out. You're going to advertise something, advertise it. Do it unto God. Amen. You're not here by accident. Say that with me. I'm not here by accident. Ask yourself, what can I do today for this church, for your wife, for your husband, for your children? Answers to your prayers are already on the way. How many know that sometimes there's spiritual battles when you pray? Amen. Sergio, there's spiritual battles. You're praying for maybe your friends to come to God. See, and you're praying that and you're praying that and you're not seeing anything because there's a spiritual battle. Their friends are telling them not to. See? So you got that battle. See, God's got, no matter what you're praying for a job and you want that job. Maybe you're not ready for that job yet. Amen. So you tell God, help me to be ready for that job. So when the job does come, you're ready. Amen. There's spiritual battles. You got people coming against you. You don't even understand. Amen. You got things coming against you. You don't even understand. That's the world. Amen. That's the devil. He's got things blocking. But God already heard your prayer. We had a prayer night here about a month ago. How many were here for that prayer night? Let me tell you. How many remember every word we said? Nobody. But you know who does? God. Amen. He remembers. Imagine that. He remembers every one of your prayers. But sometimes it's the time between the prayer and the answer that gets us weak. But we got to understand, you prayed, he heard. And sometimes he wants to see how determined you are. I know that's true. I know that's true. He wants to see, I'm going to follow God. He said, really? Let's see how you follow me. Let me walk with you. Let's see how you walk with me. But he wants to see. Because you know why he does that, Joey? Because he's going to bless you with something amazing. He wants to be sure you're going to use it and give him the praise and glory and use it in a way that blesses others. Amen. He's going to bless you with things. He's going to change your family. He's going to change your life if you will allow him to. And he wants to see. And things are going to come against you. When you leave here, you're going to have things attack you and you say, boy, that's the devil. He knows exactly what you're doing now. Amen. When you weren't caring about God, guess what? He wasn't caring about you, bunny. But now that you care about God, all of a sudden he said, I got to stop this guy. And guess what? He can't. Say that with me. He can't. Hallelujah. Your prayer answers are already on the way. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Let go of the past. Right now. Let go of the... Anybody hurt you last year? Let it go. Anybody owe you some money last year? Let it go. Anybody cheat you last year? Let it go. You know why? Because that's bondage. That's you. That's something, another piece of luggage you're carrying around for nothing. Amen? Let it go. Because the more you remove and allow God to fill is the more that God can bless your life. Are you with me? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Don't be afraid of change. Please. You're asking God to do things in your life. Amen? So you actually want things to. So why are we afraid of? Don't be afraid of change. Attack change like God is right there with you. Amen. Don't say, I can't do this. I can't. The doctor said I can't. I don't know how to. No, don't say, just don't attack it. Say, what can I do today? Maybe I can't walk really good. So you say, I'm going to, okay. So I can sit down. I can stand up. So I'm going to sit down, stand up 5 times. And then later on, I'm going to sit down, stand up 6 times. And then later on, I'll do it 7 times. And the next day, I'll do it 10 times. And all of a sudden, I'm standing up 10 times, 15 times. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling a little better. So I can't really walk. I'll say, so God says, okay, walk around the house once. I walk around half the house once. And the next day, walk. And see, you just push yourself a little at a time. I know a guy that's walking 8 miles a day. And 6 months ago, it would have been impossible. 8 miles a day. A day! Well, you're not supposed to do it every day, right? What I'm saying to you is... If you're the same place today, Dave, that you were last Sunday, you missed a week. You missed a week. Some people, Wigglesworth would say you were backsliding, Sergio. If you're the same place today you were last Sunday, Wigglesworth said you're backsliding. God had something for you and you didn't grab onto it. I would just say to you, don't be afraid to fail. Amen? So you try to do something and you can't quite get it done. Okay, I can do half of it. Don't be afraid to fail, because that's the devil saying, give it up. You're never going to make it. Amen?
Amen?
Did God bring me? Attaboy, Dave. Did God bring me here to fail? This is for me. This is, I want you to understand where I'm coming from. I must have wrote that. I mean, I felt like Shakespeare. God did not, to say that, did not, Bill, did not bring me here to fail. Amen? He didn't bring me here to fail. He didn't bring you here today to fail. Amen. He didn't bring you here to fail. God never brings you anywhere to fail. Amen. But I'm telling you, He brought me here and my wife here to find Him. You say, Sergio, how could you find Him? You've been with the church. Why do you know I've been with the church 15 years, singing and praising. I'm a deacon. I said, what do you mean you needed to find Him? Didn't you know Him? You were reading the Word. You betcha. I needed to come here to the wilderness as Moses and Abraham, and I had to come here, Kim, to find Him. How can that be? Because I came here knowing what I knew, but I found out how little I really knew. I found out that I needed Him more than I ever thought I knew how to need Him. He brought me here to find Him alone in this wilderness, to have faith, greater faith than I could have ever known, so that there could be no doubt who was in control. God and God alone. Amen. We started here, remember, Jim, and I had some of my music friends would come and they'd sit in the front row. And oh, that's nice. Remember, Denny would come and Lou would come. Oh, they're coming. And God's saying, isn't that nice? Your friends are coming. They're going to leave. And they did, because they came to support me. And God said, yeah, you don't need them. You need me. And I'm thinking, oh, we only got 7 people. We only got 10 people. I remember George Mako saying to me at his house one night, how do you prepare a sermon for 12 people? How do you go all week and you only got 12? I said, I got to do it. I got to do it unto God. I got to act like there's 150 people sitting there waiting for me to teach them. Amen? See, He brought me to this wilderness. He could have brought me to a church with 1,000 people and I'd have felt special. How you doing, everybody? Praise the Lord. Amen. And what would have I have gained? That's right. Dave, I mean, this just came to me. I've been praying, and He came. He brought me, Karen, to a wilderness. You think it was strange when you first came here? You should have been here when there were 6 of us, and I'm standing up here. Hamana, 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 hamana. And my wife's over there. You're reading too fast. Well, therefore, there's no condemnation. Got to have faith. Everybody have faith. My heart was right. Greg, you were here. My heart was right. He did. But He brought me to this wilderness. And He didn't bring me here to fail. And He didn't bring you here, Dominic, to fail. Amen? He didn't. He brought you here to find good success and prosperity and a promise and hope. Amen? But you got to grab onto it. You got to get the fire lit. I pray Gary and Marcia come here next week and say, who are these people? Thank you, Lord. I pray you rise up. Take this blessing. Do what God is leading you to do. Do whatever is in your heart. You know that if it's against God, you know it won't work, and you know what it is. What it is that will bring you success and love. But God needs you to start. One thing. Remove what is not from Him. Let Him heal you. Set you free from what has you in bondage. And I don't have to tell you. You know what it is. Amen. You know God. You know you love your family. You know you love your friends. You know there's things in your life that have to be removed. Amen. Because what is and will steal your joy. You can do it. Say that with me. You can do it. God will do it with you. I said, walk 50 yards today, tomorrow, then 75, 100 yards. Stand up, sit down, whatever you got to do, however you got to do it to get stronger. One day at a time. And I say, give your body a chance to heal, to be stronger. God is with you. Each day you do this, each day you will begin to feel the gain. And amen. Then you will want more and more until you can say, God, I believe. Church. It starts today in this church, right here, with you and God. This is why you came today. This is what you came to. Here's something for you and God. This is the fire that needs to be lit and never go out again. It starts today. God brought us here to this wilderness so that we could find Him. Amen. Whatever you thought you knew about God yesterday, let it go and find God in a deeper way today. Trust God. Whatever you thought you knew in the Bible, let it go. Let God show you Himself so that when you
you go back to the Bible, it becomes a love letter. And you just enjoy reading it and understand he wrote it to you. And then you start reading the Psalms and say, boy, David really loved God. Listen to what he writes. Oh, he must really love God. And you need to love God like that. But you can't love him until you taste him that way. You can't thirst for that water until you start to drink the water. Amen. You can't change your life until you get up and say, I'm going to do it with God. Amen. Whatever's holding you back, release it today. Forget the things of the past. Don't be here next Sunday saying, oh, I was going to do that and I didn't do it this week. Well, maybe next week. God is saying, okay. But you're calling on me to do something. I need you to buy the ticket first. Remember? Remember the story about the lottery ticket? The guy that prayed to God every day, oh, let me win the lotto. Oh, I want to win the lotto. Let me win the lotto. And finally God said, could you just buy a ticket first? You want to be healthier tomorrow? God's saying, stand up today. Do something in your life that you feel better about. And each and every one of us have those things to do. It's not that big a deal. Amen. It's just when you start to do it, George Mako, you realize, I'm feeling better. I can do this. Don't overwhelm yourself. Please don't. And come here next week, all, it's your fault. Willpower is never enough. When you are weakest, he is strongest. Then it is no longer you doing the work, it is God lifting and leading up. An inner strength that you have ever, more than you have ever felt. I can't, but God can through me. Every victory, be it one day at a time, will lead you to hunger for more, and God will lead you from victory to victory. That's why you come to church. That's why you want to know more about God. In whose life? Not mine, but in your life. Amen. And God can. He brought you to this wilderness. This Derby, this is our wilderness now. And I'm on fire now. I want everybody on fire. I want to say, you know what? I was going to hold off on doing this, but I'm not holding off because I want this church to be on fire. I want everybody to see what's going on in this church. I want everybody to be excited about your life with God. So when you come back next week, and I know that you will because God is bringing you here, you're going to come back with even more fire, with more victories to share with one another. Give them praise, church. That's why we come to church. Ooh, that's what I was doing upstairs and not talking. Gene, you got a song for us?
Yes, ma'am. In the garden.
Alone.
Yes.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. Everybody. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Thank you for your help.
You're going to do it for God, amen? Don't do it for your pastor. You do it for God, and then you'll come back and tell your pastor, amen? We don't build a church from here to there. It's like we don't build a nation from there to here. We build this church from there to here. Amen. We build each other up, which builds the church. And we build our families up, which builds the Connecticut. Amen. And we build Connecticut up, which builds something. And the next thing you know, Christians are once again building the nation so that everybody receives the blessings from God. Amen. Everybody receives the fruit of what God has promised to all of us. Amen. But it's up to you to promise God. You talk to God. Say, I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to do something today. And that's between you and God. And the second you start to do that, I know that you'll come and tell us what God is doing for you. Amen. Give him praise. Praise the Lord. The world doesn't, he didn't come here to judge the world. He came here to save those who wanted to be saved. He never judged anybody. Didn't come here. He had love for everybody. He had compassion on the sinners of sinners. The things that we would call sin, he had compassion and love on. Kindness, gentleness. He gave his life for us. We never earned it, we never deserved it, and we never asked. He did it for us freely, to free us to do more. And he simply asked in his churches that love him to do this in remembrance of him, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You talk to God while we're passing this out, and you know what's in your heart. As a pastor, it's not up to me to say what you know. You know things I don't. Just talk to God. Tell him, you just give him that effort. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what to say to God. Start with thank you. Thank you for waking me up today, Lord. Thank you for the hope of today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God has promises for you. He has comfort for you. He knows you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He brought you here today to this wilderness. We have a chance to really see God's hand working. Really see his hand working in all our lives. We have this chance. It's a miracle chance that we're doing together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Deacon. He took the bread, blessed and broke it, telling his disciples, "This is my body that will be torn for you. I'm going to take the stripes on for you." Even though they didn't understand, and you do, he said to simply eat and do this in remembrance of him. He will make a way where there is no way. He took the wine and poured it into a cup, saying, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins." For that alone, he asked us to do this in remembrance of him. How do I know if I'm worthy? Ask him into your heart. How do I know if I'm clean enough? Ask him to forgive you for your iniquities of the week, for today. As David knew how to do when he asked for forgiveness. ask him, and then accept his love. Accept it freely. I said, Pastor, you don't know what I did this week, but he knows. Ask him for that forgiveness from your heart. That I fell short, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And receive that sacrament, the promise. The promise. Remember, we live in the covenant of grace. Thank you, Lord. His mercy, his grace upon us. No longer under the bondage of sin. He calls us friends. Friends. And you came here today because he called you here today. Wilderness. So we knew that we needed God, and only God could do this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Unmerited favor, unearned, given freely. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He simply loves you and forgives you for all that you do when you call upon him. Ask him into your heart. Let him show you. Let him prove his word in Jesus' name. God can. And he does. If you're willing to take that step today, you talk to him, you tell him. Take that step today. Whatever it is that you wish you could do that you're not doing, take that step today. Whatever it is you wish that want, what you're striving for, take that step today. Whatever you need to do, God will help you. Take that step today. He called you here. He called you here to bless you. Take that step. Give him praise, church. Next week is the potluck. Next week's potluck. Woohoo! We've been great. Now remember, we have the thing, no leftovers, and you know that's worked out as a blessing. We've had so much food for everybody to eat and enjoy. We want you to eat all you want to eat. We want you to enjoy that. Folks bring some food and then they can bring some home and feed their families, whatever it is. But everything is great. We've got so many wonderful things, and now we have music. Bill, we tell everybody about the music. Everybody we meet, we tell about the music and how much fun it is. We invite people for the open mic, and we hope that they come just to sing. You know, sometimes you get a few seats to get them through the door, and all of a sudden they look around and say, hey, maybe I ought to come back and see what's going on. See, we do everything unto God, amen, and then we let God do the rest.